Why is this the case? Well, think. When we predicate y of x, we're asserting that x is y. Not as an identity, mind you, but as a claim of attribution. We might say, in other words, that x is y-ish. And we thus invoke a being, the x being y, an entity, to which we might then refer as the y-ish x. When I predicate, for example, shortness of Socrates, I'm saying that Socrates is short and invoking a short thing, short Socrates. So this act of saying Socrates is short simultaneously involves a modality of predication, saying something qualitatively of Socrates, and an ontological modality, Socrates being short, and, as it were, an ontic modality, the actual short Socrates, that short thing. So all of these modes of predication are at the same time modes of being and modes of entities, that is, modes of individual things that are beings. Of these, Aristotle says, there is one that is the primary mode of being, something that he calls substance. And it's therefore listed here in the categories as the first and primary of the categories. It is, he says, at the beginning of chapter 5, the fundamental mode of being, and he describes it in these ways. He says, substance in the truest and primary and most definite sense of the word is that which is neither predicable of a subject nor present in a subject, for instance, the individual human being or the individual horse. He actually uses the phrase, this here human being, this here horse. I want to ask you simply to accept this at face value for now. I don't pretend that we've understood it, and we'll be talking in the next lecture about substance. But hold on to the thought, and before we finish the next lecture, let's see if we have a clearer sense of what it might mean. In Categories 5, Aristotle turns to a description of substance. And in the middle of the chapter, he makes a most interesting remark. He claims that that thing which is most characteristic of substance is the fact that what is numerically one and the same individual is able to take on contrary attributes. And this is what appears to be most characteristic of substance, is that it's able to take on different attributes while remaining one and the same individual. Aristotle here, in other words, attributes to substance and to substance alone the feature of being sufficiently determined by the attributes that identify it as what it is, that it is able, as a subject so determined, to have other attributes incidentally true of it. This is a feature that, in fact, I want to claim, as we will see throughout our discussion, to be central to Aristotle's thinking about substance. The fact that a substance, without surrendering its determinate identity, while remaining, in other words, exactly what it is open to further incidental determination. It is just because they have the determinate identity that they have, they being here substances. It's because substances have the determinate identity that they have, because they are what they are, that substances, on Aristotle's view, are open to such further determination, and are thus capable of constituting the ultimate and paradigmatic subjects of predication. Now, I've just said a lot here that we don't yet understand, but that we're going to see more of in the next lecture. But what I hope you get from this is the fact, A, that substance is an important category in Aristotle's thinking, and B, that it's an important category precisely because it constitutes, as he says at the beginning of the categories, the ultimate subject of predication, and thirdly, that it is able to constitute this ultimate subject of predication because it has the kind of determinate essential identity and nature that it has. We may think of it this way. Determinate identity, according to Aristotle, is a condition for the possibility of further determinability. Having an essence, and that is to say, is a condition for things being sufficiently what it is in order that it can serve to be a subject which takes on other characteristics without, as it were, being overwhelmed by these other characteristics. Other kinds of entities, Aristotle thinks, colors, sounds, shapes, locations, are so overwhelmed by their accidental natures that they constantly change nature. They're no longer one and the same thing, so that no other thing can serve as an ultimate subject except those substances which he takes to have determined identities. The connection between being a subject and having an essential nature, which has emerged in this discussion of the categories, and the consequent primacy of substance as the basic category of being in a predication, is something we will be concerned with a good deal in the next lecture, in which, turning to Aristotle's metaphysics, we'll consider Aristotle's theory of being and the place that substance plays in it. And when we do this, we will see once again emerging what I take to be this fundamental claim of Aristotle's ontology, the claim that having a determinate identity, having a definite nature, that is, having some mode of essential being, is necessarily a condition for the possibility of serving as the ultimate subject of all predication. So in the next lecture, we will be turning to a discussion of Aristotle's metaphysics and his theory of being that emerges there.
This ends Lecture 9.